Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Song of Solomon. So if you find Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, then you'll find Song of Solomon. If you find Isaiah, you've gone too far. Song of Solomon, chapter 7. We'll be reading chapters 7 and 8, which will close out the book of the Song of Songs. And we'll talk about any application afterward and then close in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Song of Solomon, and help us to understand, Father, more about you and how we are to relate in our personal relationships of love, how we are to picturing your love for us. And we'll thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. How beautiful your sandaled feet, O prince's daughter. This is chapter 7, verse 1. Your graceful legs are like jewels, the work of an artist's hands. Your navel is a rounded goblet that never lacks blended wine. Your waist is a mound of wheat encircled by lilies. Your breasts are like two fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are the pools of Heshbon by the gate of Bath-Rabbim. Your nose is like the tower of Lebanon, looking toward Damascus. Now, if you were to say these things to your love today, it may not be taken very well, but back then, believe me, trust me, these were compliments and words of love. Verse 4 or verse 5, your head crowns you like Mount Carmel. Your hair is like royal tapestry. The king is held captive by its tresses. How beautiful you are and how pleasing, my love, with your delights. Your stature is like that of the palm, and your breasts are like clusters of fruit. I said, I will climb the palm tree. I will take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like clusters of grapes on the vine, the fragrance of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine. May the wine, this is she now, may the wine go straight to my beloved, flowing gently over lips and teeth. I belong to my beloved, and his desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us go early to the vineyards to see if the vines have budded, if their blossoms have opened, and if the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love. The mandrakes send out their fragrance, and at our doors every delicacy, both new and old, that I have stored up for you, my beloved. Chapter 8. If only you were to me like a brother who was nursed at my mother's breasts. Then if I found you outside, I would kiss you, and no one would despise me. I would lead you and bring you to my mother's house, she who has taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink the nectar of my pomegranates. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Friends, who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? She. Under the apple tree I roused you. There your mother conceived you. There she who was in labor gave you birth. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. Its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned. Friends, we have a little sister, and her breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our sister on the day that she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she is a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar. She. I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Thus I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment. All right, working at turning the page here. Verse 11, chapter 8. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out his vineyard to tenants. Each was to bring for its fruit 1,000 shekels of silver. But my own vineyard is mine to give. 1,000 shekels are for you, Solomon, and 200 are for those who tend its fruit. He. You who dwell in the gardens with friends and attendants, let me hear your voice. She. Come away, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the spice-laden mountains. That's the end of chapter 8, and that's the end of the book of Song of Solomon. I think one of the things to keep in mind through this book is that it does not seem that this is some kind of analogy or just talking about God's love for his church, but that God gave this as a picture of a love, even intimate, sensual love between a husband and his wife. And the idea of waiting, the idea of waiting until true love comes, the idea of when you have that love and when it's in the right relationship to be able to give it fully to someone else, to be able to have those sensual, intimate moments. This is Hebrew poetry, and this is the way it was declared in those days and was a beautiful, good, holy thing. So we bring it into today's analogy, and I think what you're looking at is, again, how God put a husband and wife together, that inside that marriage, within those boundaries, you have this incredible poetic intimacy, sensuality for the glory of God. And it's a beautiful thing and a good thing. And I think that is lifted up here in the Song of Songs. So if you're not married, you pursue purity and you do not awaken love until the time is right. If you are married, you pursue your spouse and give him or her everything that you have. You choose to love and you enjoy the intimacy that it provides. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Song of Solomon, Lord. And if we're understanding it correctly, help us to just appreciate that you have highlighted this kind of intimacy between a husband and a wife in your word, your inspired word. So thank you, and help us to respond in a holy, pure way, even as it relates to the spouses that you have given us and the enjoyment that you have provided. In Jesus' name, amen.